Thank you for listening to Abstract Illusions Radio. With each breath of air, gain new insights and inspirations as we explore and expose the different aspects of the human experience. Now with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and you are listening to AIR, and I thank you so much for joining us tonight. Tonight it was advertised that we were going to have a wonderful couple on who wrote a book about Be the Change, and it's all about how meditation can really alter your life and the world. They are going to be on. They just had a bit of an illness, like so many of us, and we actually are doing a pre-record for that tomorrow. Something that they are just really being very generous about is they are giving away some books of copies of the books. So if you are interested in a book, if you could write me and let me now, you have two choices. Either I can send you directly the link to send it to her for your address, or you can give me your address and I'll send it to her. There is about, I think they said 8 to 10 copies of the book. So it's first come, first served. And the email I want you to send it to is, Jen, J-E-N, at jenniferhellman.com. And if you will just send me, either saying please send, you know, send me the publisher's email and I'll send that to you so you can send it directly. That way I won't have, I want to just basically be very, very respectful of your privacies here. So I'm trying to do the best thing I can do. With the energy being so funky these days, and it has been. We've had a major supermoon, and Venus came through. That really was kind of intense energy. And had a lot of other wonderful things coming through, like the Sun and Uranus going, conjuncting in Aries, which is a fire sign, and there's a lot of wonderful energy with Aries, which is, let's go get them. But it's also a bit of a purification, and a lot of people are feeling achy and congested and tired and really not having a lot of energy. Like, you might have great energy for a couple days, and then you just want to stay in bed for the day. I myself had the last great two last days have been great. Got a lot done. Today, I woke up with vertigo. And it's a little bit of the allergies, but it's also a lot of ascension processing going on. So it's just drink lots of water. Do your best to stay away from caffeine. I know a lot of people are being very much guided to vegetables and fruit. Follow your body's guidance. It knows exactly what it needs. The other thing that I'm also finding for a lot of people is they're figuring out the things that they really need to work on. Like, they really need to focus and get things in order, like decluttering, like deep cleaning, or they need to really reorganize something in their life. They're really getting their spiritual practice up and running, meaning just for themselves, not necessarily the spiritual practice of healing or anything, that as well. This is a great time of change. So if there's nothing else, understand to have a lot of compassion for yourself and a lot of compassion for other people, and understand we're all in this. We're all getting super, super sensitive. We all are ascending pretty quickly to a different dimension. So our bodies are being rewired. Understand that the ego may be playing a lot of tricks on you. I recently wrote a blog about the processing and how, you know, the mind is trying to get me to do one thing. And it's like, I'm so done with the past. Yet I need to clarify and refine and just redefine things so I can move forward. Something else for my guidance is getting me back to step one. Things that I did when I was first starting, they're saying, look it over again, refresh your memory on just the basic things. And I found it really kind of fun. So I know I'm starting over again. And just taking the little steps and understanding the focus is on joy and happiness. And just really understand there's a lot of intense energy. And laugh. Move the energy in some way. Exercise, clean, do something creative. Whatever you do, don't be so wrapped up into this intense energy that it takes you down. If it does, breathing. Do some breathing. It does wonderful things. If you can, go outside, get some vitamin D, get some sunshine. It's great. I make sure to go outside. Take some time for meditation because it does make a difference. Take some time to write down some notes on how you're feeling if you're getting really uptight. The last few days, there's been a lot of wonderful paradoxical situations coming on, and you just need to laugh when you see a person who is saying one thing, but yet in a photo, they're doing quite the opposite. For example, a friend of mine is just very much into gun control. Yet, if you go onto a friend of his on Facebook, there he is posing with a gun. All you have to do is laugh. It's just amusement. This is all an illusion, and you got to keep reminding yourself that. Everybody's healing in their own way. Everybody has their own process. The energy is coming on. I mean, we just had that tremendous, devastating situation in Japan with so many prayers and healing. The Japanese people, to me, are showing us such a strength and dignity of the human spirit. It is amazing. They are really a role model for us Americans, because us Americans tend to take advantage of bad situations, and it's time for us to come together. Because we have an impact on everybody else, knowing it or not. We need to start accepting and being that responsible person that we know we are. Your thoughts really create your reality. So if you're thinking, okay, I'm really stuck in this situation, guess what? You will be. So be really careful about what you're thinking. Think only positive. If you say something that you really feel like, oh, I'm really just overwhelmed by everything, immediately be aware to say, but that's a temporary situation. Just the fact that you use but, guess what? That ends the situation right there. And it will start turning it into something else. So, know the words have some power. Now, I am really just kind of winging it tonight. So there's going to be open. If you got something you want to discuss, something going on with you, a mini reading, I'm open to it. I have Chris Thompson, my Ed McMahon, Miss Ed McMahon, who is online, and we are going to start talking about the energy that is coming around. The things that you really need to understand is the silence is coming around. And it's whispering you to do more meditation, to really center yourself in what you truly want to create in your life. Aries is the pioneer spirit. It is do something that you've always wanted to do and know you can do it. If you have old projects, finish them up. I've got so many, but they're saying it's a process and it's going to ongoing. So I'm doing things as I feel like it. And it's all going to work out fine. So, Chris, are you here? Are you still mute?
I just unmuted. Good evening.
Good evening. So, how are you feeling these days?
You know, it's interesting when you brought up earthquake. I decided to do a Google search, and I just typed in earthquake today.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier you mentioned that you had vertigo.
Right.
Well, did you know that San Diego had an earthquake?
San Diego did? No, I did not.
Yes. Which would have, of course, explained the vertigo, the southwest San Diego in the Baja area, which is what, 5 hours from you?
Yes.
Had a 5.8 earthquake.
Oh, that's minor. That's a baby earthquake.
Well,
not that any earthquake is good, but that really is minor.
But
that's something.
Earthquake. So maybe, you know,
The other one that actually happened today also, there was a 7.0 in Burma. So there is a lot of shaking going on. And understand, it's we're all connected to Mother Earth. We're here. So we're all being shaken up as well. So if you feel a little achy, if you feel it's just you're being rewired, you're being shaken up to move all that old energy that needs to be moved. It was interesting. I was talking to Chris. When was it, Chris, that we just knew a big earthquake was coming?
I think we were talking Sunday, and I was having stomach pains, and I was just feeling way, way, way bad, like not like the flu, because I knew it was outside of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had this, it's hard to explain.
Well, for me, the last several months, every once in a while, I'll feel like somebody is holding my heart and they squeeze it. And then all of a sudden, I'll feel a really sharp, like somebody's poking me with like a pin or something. And generally, that's when an earthquake has happened. And recently, I'm just feeling the tightening of the heart, not necessarily the poke yet. So it's still building because I still feel like somebody is slightly holding my heart, not as strongly as they were this weekend. But there is a lot of energy that is definitely being compressed to be expanded. It's like
how many people are affected by earthquakes and they're not consciously aware, because this was very subconscious.
But it was so powerful, though, it became very conscious for you. You knew something. You knew to ask what's going on.
Because I couldn't figure it all out. I just felt so... I actually felt like my atoms and my cells were separating.
Okay. That's interesting.
And I wanted to cry, but I couldn't cry. There was this feeling of, I just wanted to cry, but there was no tears to cry. It was a bizarre physical feeling. And it went away, I think, by Monday. I was fine, but...
It's definitely, and I know a lot of people that are suddenly, I definitely have, all of a sudden, I'm crying and I don't know why. I feel a lot of people, and I definitely have felt really edgy. I've had days that I couldn't sit down, even if I really needed to or wanted to. But then by the end of the day, come like 8 o'clock, I just wanted to sleep, and I just wanted to sleep because I was so exhausted because I'd used so much energy up. And then, you know, I'll sleep for a couple hours and then I'll be up like 1-2 in the morning. I know a lot of people who are getting up very early and, things are processing. I definitely know a lot of people are having very strong, very lucid dreams that are coming up with the energy coming in. Are you finding your dreams are coming around more vivid, or even your visions?
My dreams are very lucid. I will wake up from a dream not sure if I was really dreaming or if I was really living it, and I'm so disoriented that I I do. I have sometimes the challenge is which reality is real. And part of it's almost like time traveling, and anything's possible in a dream, of course.
Right.
So there's no limit in dream world.
Yeah. That is something else that I will announce. I'm actually going to be having I'm working on getting a panel of dream experts, scientists who are now studying the subconscious and the dreamscape, and the effects on the human body and reality. And so I'm working to get that panel. Part of it, one person that has already agreed to be on is Dr. Eben Alexander, who was here recently about his experience when he was in a coma, and very much had a very vivid experience of going to the other side, going to where he stated was heaven, and that he felt the love, and he's all about the love. And if that's the one thing that I definitely am feeling, is an increased empathy and compassion and a deeper sense of love from everyone that I'm seeing here and there. There's a greater compassion, definitely, of what's going on. A lot of opening up, not being so distant. But I'm just curious, Chris, have you talked to Dominique?
I have not spoken to Dominique in probably a year. The last time I spoke to her was when Haiti had its ferocious earthquake, and she was totally shut down.
Yeah.
So I don't think she has had even a chance to recoup.
Yeah, she has. I'm not sure she's going to. Dominique, what is Dominique's last name?
Lesage.
She's extremely sensitive to Mother Earth, and she actually works with the USGS. When she says there's going to be an earthquake, they pay attention.
Yeah.
Because she is extremely, extremely accurate. Lately, there have been a lot of predictions that there are going to be sizable quakes coming up because of the supermoon that happened recently, and the alignment of the planets is really lining up to really shake things up deeply. A lot of them are saying between the 25th and the 29th is a prime time for some major earthquakes. And again, we just had a 7.0 in Burma, and San Diego just had a slight one. I still feel there's going to be on the West Coast somewhere, a 9.5 to 10. I just feel they've had a lot of small ones, but it's time for a big one. I hate to say that, but the buildup is definitely, it's prime time for California to wake up again.
I don't know if it's California or if it's going to be up in the northern Pacific, because actually it's really interesting, but it's almost like I get the very far northern, but then it all the way on the opposite polarity of the very far southern. What's in between will not be as bad.
Well, it will be interesting if there's a bad earthquake in the northwest, if it will wake up the volcanoes.
I have no clue. None at all. All I know is I had this one feeling that all of the prayers and all of the healing and all of the energy going out to heal Earth and to put out that positive vibration. And this is part of my dream. We're responsible.
We added so much energy it shook up and caused the earthquake, is what you're saying?
We're responsible for the cleansing, yeah.
Well, definitely, we're cleansing ourselves, and Mother Earth has been cleansing herself for a while now, since humanity hasn't.
So, I want you to think about magnets, okay?
Okay.
We have people mainstreamed, and they're you know, totally into what we would call the matrix, but for a better term of describing it. They're in the system. They're
materialistic.
They're there, right. And that's good. That's fine. That's how it works for them. But they have no concept of the rate that's going on with the rock we live on, which is organic and alive and all that stuff.
Right.
And then we have those that are coming awake, and they're sensitive, and they're aware that this can't continue. If we continue doing this, something is going to bend. And when the bow breaks is what I'm getting. So here we have all of these prayer partners, all of these warriors, all these love warriors, and people that are, you know, planting trees, and they work at home, they don't drive a car anymore, blah, 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 you know. And that is not sticking to the magnet with the people in the system. It's like a force against it.
Okay.
They repel against each other. It's like when you get a magnet and they stick the stick, and then when you get another magnet, they don't stick.
Right.
That's what's going on with the light workers and with the others. I'll call them the others. And so there's this force. And it all comes right down to dualism, too.
Well, dualism is ending.
But it's because of the light workers.
Well, yeah.
All this change, it's just going to be hard before it's right.
Well, definitely, and that is a good point. I mean, it's we've got a long way to go. I mean, kind of got a clue that Capricorn was going into Pluto, or Pluto was going into Capricorn, I should say. I just knew that there was going to be a lot of restructuring just because of what Capricorn represents, which is restructuring, building a solid foundation. It's like Sag goes and does all the research, and Capricorn puts it into order. So we've been doing a lot of soul searching for many, many years. In the last couple of years, we're beginning to put things back in order. But we understand that it's going to take a while before we get things up and running. I do feel like the U.S. government and several governments around the world, as we have all these revolutions going on and new wars, is really going to be shaken up still even more so. I really feel like a reorganization of the government is pending and is much needed. We've lost sight, the government has lost sight that it's we the people, not we the corporations. It doesn't read that way. And they have forgotten that it's the individuals that are supposed to be taken care of. So if the individual is taken care of, then the whole is taken care of, and everybody's happy, and they work just fine. But when you just do a few groups, and you're losing sight of the people who are the very foundation of what you're trying to achieve, and keep going, you're going to have it lopsided. And right now, there is a cleansing and a rebalancing, because the balance is definitely off these days.
When I was in my car, I was going over to my daughter's house, and I was turning on the road and getting on the freeway, and I had this pie hit me in my face, not physically really, but it was a reality check.
Right.
Every time I turn my car key and push on that accelerator, I saw a soldier getting killed.
That's interesting.
And I almost threw up. Now, I don't put a lot of miles on my car. I work at home. But going over to my daughter's house 2 times a week, which is only 3 miles away, but it doesn't matter, because what I was told is all you have to do is turn the ignition on, because all gasoline is blood money.
In a sense, it is, but it's, you know, we can go on a really negative path about all of this.
Well, it was just weird. It came out of left field. I go, why am I being told that? Obviously, it was to throw
it out. Well, it's a very accurate statement, actually, if you think about it, especially since there's so many other technologies that are out there that are green, and they actually would add to the employment situation
really
and not take away.
Feel the jab in my heart. My car is an 8-cylinder. So I feel that I just felt I felt like I was being held accountable.
Well, everybody is being held responsible and accountable for what they're doing. I'm like you. I don't drive my car that much.
I know.
And I'm even beginning to walk to the store, which is, round trip is 4 miles, instead of driving my car, to get the exercise and to save the gas. It's getting a little warm now, but so I can do it early in the morning or late at night. But it's my little bit to help me as well as the economy and the environment. You know, it doesn't take too much to clean up.
Somebody gets killed and somebody gets a lot of money.
Well, the thing is, there is a cycle to everything. So, you know, if something dies, something is reborn. If something, the energy out is the energy, you come back. So there is a cycle that is, overall, it's just the way it is. And it's you need to really focus on the fact that it is what it is, and there is something good about this. Everybody has come in with an agreement that they were going to die for this reason or that reason, or it was just their time. And we need to focus on the facts and not get overly wrapped up too much of the fact that it's blood money. It's just like, you know, nobody should have a diamond then. Nobody should have any precious gems, because they're enslaving young kids to find those gems. Young kids and men,
are there
women.
No diamonds found in the United States?
There is a mine in Arkansas. I actually went to it.
There's the crystal mine. Lots of
crystals, but
Arkansas.
There is an actual diamond mine near Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Any diamond, or all diamonds. Okay. See, and that's my birthstone. That's just not fair.
Well, I mean, anything that they get out of Africa, with all the revolutions that are going on there and all the, there's a lot of murder.
Right.
And a lot of it, a lot of those gems that come out of Africa, there's blood on them just because of the slavery and the way they are being, you know, there is actually a ban on certain kinds, certain places, but they get them in anyway. Amsterdam is a huge diamond marketing place, and there's so many ways that you can switch things around. But if you want to know more about that situation, Blood Diamond is a great movie. DiCaprio does a great job in that movie. It's a very well-made movie.
Now, when we're speaking about the earthquake in Japan, then we also have to bring up the nuclear reactors and, you know, nuclear power. It's definitely dangerous.
Definitely, a lot of really intense things going on. Yes, they're really questioning why GE even sold Japan, knowing their earthquake history and probability. Why they sold them? Yeah, it's a GE product.
I didn't know that.
It's an American company that sold it to Japan. So, if I remember correctly, that's what I've been reading. And they're really questioning why they would do that without more safeguards. And there's more safeguards. Plus, the other thing that's amazing is, I think they're like 20 or 30 years old, and they've never been altered. I mean, two out of the four or three out of the four were about to be retired anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
And dismantled and taken apart. Well, Mother Earth got there a little sooner. I mean, they were about to be retired, and it was time to move on to something else. So, now Japan is cleaning
up. Will just say no, no more nuclear power?
It's a small place, and they need the power, especially, I mean, there's just so many amazing positive stories coming out of Japan. People are still being found alive at a rebel. Older people, young people, dogs staying with their companion animal friends. And it's amazing how the variety of wonderful acts of courage and compassion that's going on. They're finally getting a lot of rescue help. I know actually a few people who are over there, and everybody that I've talked to is just, it's an interesting situation over there. So lots of, you know, I'm sure Dr. Usui, who is sending lots of Reiki energy to right. his home country to help them heal. And move forward. Again, if you have something you want to talk about, if you want to add to the discussion, you're welcome to call in. 888-815-9756. Call on in. We've got about half an hour left, if 25 minutes. If you want to call in and join the conversation. If you want a reading, you're welcome to call in as well. So we are talking about kind of the implications and the realizations of what's going on here, and understanding that there's a lot of horrible things going on. Humanity is really trying to do their best to shake off a lot of irresponsibility that they've done for the last several decades, and we all had an impact. We all, in a sense, stood by and said, what? I'm not, you know, we all had our moments to really stand up and make a change. Now, sometimes we do get outvoted. I know I've spoken up on several things, and it didn't go anywhere. But I feel good that I did say something. The government in the U.S. is doing whatever they could to break us, even more so with the new war in Libya. And we still have Afghanistan. I mean, there is just, you know, I'm waiting for something to happen that, you know, like in Korea again. So why not add a third one? And then we'll have a major war, a major situation in the U.S. And we're going to be stretched so far that, I would not be surprised if the collapse of the government. Just because of the stupidity. And I know a lot of people are saying that Obama should be impeached. I say just do a recall. Impeach, there's too many ways he can get away with it, get out of it, cover himself. I just recover all of the elected officials, and let's just start over. Let's start with a new system, because this one just isn't working anymore. There's too much money in the government from corporations. It's too corrupt, too greedy. And until we really change that whole way of doing government, where the politicians cannot be bought by corporations, we really need to get that part of the election just totally taken out, so they can't get funding from the larger corporations, because then they own them. They just flat out own them. And it just really doesn't help this country at all. And it just makes you wonder why you're even voting. Except it does give you a voice to complain about what's going on, because you did say something. So It was interesting. I was watching The Daily Show, Chris, today, and I don't remember his first name, but his last name is Black. He's a comedian. It's not Jack Black. It's somebody else. It's an older comedian. And he was thrilled that there's a chance that Donald Trump is going to be running for president.
Every election, Donald Trump is thrown in there.
Yeah. Well, you know, he knows how...
I would vote for Donald Trump. I will tell you that. I would vote for Donald Trump. I believe that
he would kick ass. He would kick ass. He would be...
So, and I would vote for him. He doesn't even, you know, he doesn't even have to have a ticket. All he has to do is just have a statement. I would vote for him.
Well, it's interesting because there were, you know... He was saying what this country needs is a dictator, and it's just like the way the government is now, excuse me, folks, isn't it a little bit becoming a dictator? We really have lost so much
Donald
of
Trump
our voice.
Said that, or the comedian said that?
The comedian.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, no, I don't think Donald would say that.
But see, what I'm saying is, no, a lot of people are saying that the government has become a dictator. It's a dictatorship.
It's not that the government has, it's that some people have just stepped up and other people have done nothing to oppose it.
Right.
It still has a system.
It has a system, but the system, like everything, changes and it's been manipulated. And it's just an interesting time to be here. I know that there is a lot of people who... the economy is still affecting them. Yeah. I know a lot of people that are finally feeling like they finally are getting a little bit of a step up on it. And I just congratulate anybody and everybody for standing in there and stepping up and taking the invitation to be on planet Earth during this time. It's really quite intense. And there is a lot of conversation on... the different ways to improve the world. So how would you do that, Chris?
Well, I would definitely change the voting system and get rid of the electorals. That's one of the reasons why so many people don't vote, because their vote doesn't matter.
And I tend to want to go back to the old system where whoever won the popular vote was president.
And then the other one was vice president.
And the second runner-up is a vice president.
Yeah.
That's the way it used to be, folks. Why they switched it, I have no idea. But I think that's the way we should start doing it again. Instead of having just the party affiliations, let's really make it bipartisan and get it in there.
Balanced. Kept it very, very balanced and... kept everything involved, but that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago, unfortunately, but I think it's time to bring back, you know, some things and start over.
Start over. Well, I think we are.
Well, yeah, I know we're at the beginning, and it's a new process, and we're moving forward. There has been also, interesting enough, I was just looking at the map that Chris was mentioning, and there has been some earthquakes actually in the Midwest of the U.S. along the new Madrid fault, which is because of one earthquake, folks. I don't know if you know this, but it actually altered the way the Mississippi... the direction of the Mississippi because of an earthquake. So they're now a little concerned that another earthquake in that area might flip it back to the way it was before. And that would change the whole nature of the Mississippi. So that would be interesting.
So 9 point whatever earthquake, it's not going to be in North America.
North America will have a major earthquake.
I still see see it going north down south, but I don't think it's going to be a 9.
Well, I think eventually sometime there is going to be a 9 in the West. I mean, there's a lot of little earthquakes happening.
Yeah, all the time.
But, I mean, even in Alaska, there's quite a few earthquakes in Alaska in the last couple
of
days.
Yeah, I got Alaska real clear. In fact, I got Russia, too.
So
it's... looking up at the Vancouver, up that area.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a 9. It's just going to be another one. Nothing like Japan. Japan, it just devastated me. And I don't know why it devastated me. It just did. I know that their food has been radiated. I've been following up on that. There was a 80-year-old woman, 84 actually, according to them, and she was out working her crops of spinach and beautiful. I mean, they just look like they're ready to harvest. And she said the leaves are already showing signs of radiation. And I was like devastated. All that work, and because somebody didn't take down a nuclear thing that was past its warranty, I guess.
Well, I mean, just even having nuclear in a country with a history of big earthquakes was not the brightest thing.
But they've had it, what, 30 years?
They've had it for 20 or 30 years. It's been a long time. So it's not a bright thing, but...
So, well, before that, they were using underground cable. What were they using for their... Or they were using water. What were they using for their power source?
Water. They take water from the sea.
See, that's the most safest and effective, I would think.
Well, it's interesting because Japan actually had an airport that they built out in the ocean. And, I think it's out in the ocean. It's one that I actually landed on when I went over there. It's a beautiful country, absolutely beautiful. And it was sinking. All the planes coming and going, it actually was compressing it, so it was getting more and more underneath the water, so they weren't sure what they were going to do with that airport. And that was back in the 90s that they were talking about it. I haven't seen or really looked up to see what's going on now, but the islands and the Ring of Fire definitely has definitely woken up. There's a lot of energy and intensity that's happening around there. But there's also stuff going on over in Europe, in the southern part. There is around Greece and Turkey. There's some earthquakes happening over there as well. So it's not just the Pacific. There is a lot of other areas that are coming on. So the main thing that I really want to emphasize is if you're feeling achy or feel like you're coming down with something, take care of yourself. Drink lots of water. If you're on the West Coast, you know, there's some reports that radiation is already getting to the West Coast. And also in Sweden or something, which I found interesting. So just really take care of yourself. It's a really good time to really think about your diet and what you're eating. Cut out the caffeine, or at least cut it down. So, because this energy is Uranus is a very electric. It runs electricity, as we've heard in the last several weeks. It's an electric. So if you feel all of a sudden you feel really jittery and you don't know how or what that energy is. I know I did right before Uranus went into Aries. I was feeling like I said, edgy, but it was just all this electric vibration going through my entire body. that was very strange and interesting to go through. And my third eye was pulsating tremendously. So a lot of wonderful things about that. It does bring in a lot of surprises, and we definitely have had lots of surprises lately. So, what else would you like to sum up here, Chris, seeing how we got about 5 minutes left?
Well, I still think that everybody needs to be respectful of everything and protect what we have.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people are, and I've had a few clients call, and it's like, you know, I'm just finishing this up, but I'm leaving, and I'm going to move, and is that the right thing? And if you're feeling like it's time for you to move, it is. And it's time for you to just put that focus on what you need to do to move and make it happen. This year is definitely a big transition year. A lot of people starting new beginnings, as I said, because of the Aries being so strong this year. And the cardinal signs really are
very... What is a cardinal sign?
A cardinal sign. Well, there's cardinal, there's fixed, there's mutable. And then the last one is air. So, well, that's air. I can't remember what the last one is. But cardinal is, it's very, if you think about it, it's kind of stuck in its own ways. It knows it's right and it's going to move forward. It's a little different than the fixed signs, because it's a little bit of, it's a lot of the, got a lot of fire energy in it. But it's also got earth. So it's a mixture of earth and fire for the most part.
Wow.
So it's pretty amazing. It's like it's very stable energy. Let's put it that way. Stabilizer.
That's a good energy to have.
Yes, it's very good to have. So that's why it's like set your plans in motion and things will happen. Things will evolve in... wonderful, wonderful ways.
So how do you get the cardinal energy?
You're born with it.
Oh. Everybody?
No. Everybody, their chart, it's really they have to figure out their natal chart. And generally, if somebody does it, they will show you where the cardinal or the fixed or the mutable signs are. And usually it... most charts, it's usually you're heavy on one or the other. So, like for me, I'm really heavy on the mutable. So I'm very flexible. And it's interesting because I've got a lot of water in my chart. So I flow like the river. So, we are coming up with just a few minutes left, Chris. So, any last thoughts?
Plant a tree, everybody.
Yeah,
it's time to make your homemade garden. Spinach is very expensive. Lettuce is very expensive. My fruits and veggies are so expensive right now. So if you've got a place where you can grow your own favorite vegetables, do it. It'll save you a lot of money.
And it's better for you. Because you can make it really organic and very healthy. You don't have to use. And just so you know, folks, you can do some gardening and have the plants inside. Herbs definitely do well inside. I've got a tomato plant that's going inside that's doing beautifully. I have some outside and I've got one inside because I haven't planted it yet. And he's doing very, very well. So you can, if you're in a place that has really hot weather, like Arizona, you can temper the temperature down so you can have a garden.
Oh, Yeah, you can put misters over them.
Right, and you can always use pots. I have my garden in pots.
Yep.
So they're movable. So if it starts getting too hot, too much sun, I can put them underneath the patio roof. So the tomato plants won't get too scorched.
Yeah, surprisingly, tomatoes grow really good in Arizona.
Yes, they do. So with that, I do believe our time is just about up, Chris. I thank you for joining the conversation, Chris. It's always wonderful to talk with you.
Thank you. And you've got me back on that. When I go to bed, I'm going to have that dream again. So
maybe.
I will talk to you soon.
Yes. And with that, this is Jennifer Hillman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and information. Until next time, many blessings and good night. Thank you.